From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A search for peace for Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting separately with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna. Kerry is taking part in informal meetings on the Syrian conflict. EU policy chief Federica Mogherini says there are multilateral meetings planned for Friday.
I believe it is very important that tomorrow here in Vienna we will have all the relevant actors, both regionally and internationally, relevant actors playing around the same table.
Federica Mogherini. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another officer before Israeli forces shot the attacker. Tanzania's Electoral Commission announced Thursday that John Magufuli and his ruling CCM party has won last Sunday's election. Jill Craig has more.
Tanzania will soon have a new president in office after the Electoral Commission finalized its tabulations and announced that John Magufuli was elected with more than 58% of the vote. The election season has been a highly contested one after opposition candidate Edward Lowassa defected from ruling party CCM over the summer and launched a competitive opposition coalition. Lowassa has rejected the official results that gave him about 40% of the vote. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
Mr. Speaker, the Speaker-elect, Paul D. Ryan of the state of Wisconsin.
The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its new Speaker. Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington and second in line of succession to the White House. This is VOA News. Germany's foreign minister said Thursday that the European Union needs a common border protection policy. Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said the EU needs to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. U.S. economic growth slowed in July, August, and September, expanding at an annual rate of just 1.5%. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department showed the gross domestic product expanded at less than half the rate of the previous quarter as consumer and business spending slowed. Other new data show pending home sales declined in September, perhaps suggesting a cooling of housing demand in coming months. A UN spokesman says 20 peacekeepers have been released by rebels in South Sudan. The official says 12 contractors are still being held by rebels. The peacekeepers were detained on Monday while escorting a UN fuel barge on the Nile River. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty during his second term.
My objective is to reduce poverty because the poverty level was very high. I think we will make it.
President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA's French to Africa service in Abidjan, a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election. Work resumed Thursday on new U.S. military air base on Japan's southern island of Okinawa. It marks a victory for the central government of Japan over attempts by the island's governor to block a relocation of the base. Protesters gathered outside the construction site on Henoko Bay as workers arrived with earth-moving equipment. China's defense ministry says it will use a special video teleconference with U.S. military officials to express its position on tensions in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Chinese chiefs of naval operations will take part in Thursday's discussions. Earlier this week, the U.S. challenged China's claims in the South China Sea by sailing a warship in a disputed area claimed by China. On a visit to Beijing Thursday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged China to resolve a South China Sea dispute with the United States in international courts. Ms. Merkel said that it was important that sea trade routes remain open despite the dispute. Germany and China signed various commercial agreements Thursday during Ms. Merkel's visit. Australia and China will hold a joint naval exercise in the South China Sea next week, despite China's ire at the United States. The Royal Australian Navy will send two frigates to the southern Chinese port of Zhanjiang, where they will take part in a live firing drill with Chinese ships on Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.